Rob Schneider.
It's the sports program on TSPN with Derek, Zach, and Sean, who's been here the whole time. Head over to timespentpoorly.com and give the show a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and help move this show into more people's suggested lists. This show is also streamed live on many platforms including YouTube, Twitch, and Periscope. Follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on an opportunity to chat in and give the guys a piece of your mind during the broadcast. Want to support the show? Great! Go to patreon.com/timespentpoorly to see how you can do that. And now, it's my pleasure to bring you the hosts of the sports program on TSPN, Derek, Zach, and Sean.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Saturday show. We are live at noon-ish.
The image of us three that Ward put on there where it's like the layout's not even in the right spot,
yep,
and then none of our eyes are open is such a genius move.
Yeah. I love the intro in every way.
Daddy knows what he's doing, dude.
He said when he recorded, he doesn't like the echo. He said he wanted it to sound like a stadium. And I said, you can do whatever you want because I'm personally fine with whatever you have on there.
We are not going to pick it apart at all.
I love it.
Yeah.
If you redid the voiceover, I'm fine with it. If he didn't, I'm fine with it.
I wouldn't have known.
I like my picture is just me chugging a beer because that's usually what I'm doing.
Yes.
That's accurate.
Not this week, though, baby.
Not this week, though, baby.
I might grab one at the midway point. Also,
I might grab one at the midway point as well.
The Steelers are playing the football team, and I have a really big feeling that when we get to that game, because we talk about, I don't know if you guys know this. You probably know this. We talk about Steeler games a little longer than the other games. I don't know why.
We do. I wonder why.
I mean, even when the Falcons are for sure going to lose, I talk about the Falcons for longer than I should. So And Sean ignores the 49ers completely.
That's how you get them to win. You don't think about it.
But it's also been an incredible fall for the Steelers so far. I mean, winning ugly is still W's. It's absolutely made my 2020.
Well, and I'm a fan, and I think they're going to go places, but if I ever saw that my dad was watching the show, I'm just going to tell you this ahead of time. I'm going to pivot my stance so fucking hard that you're going to be like, I didn't know Zach had all these strong feelings. I'm just going to all of a sudden switch and go, yeah, they're pretty bad. I'm not impressed.
I think I did pick up over the years, though, that you were definitely not a anti-Steelers person, though.
No, my dad... You know, I watched a lot of Steelers and Pittsburgh Penguin games to the point where I am a Penguins fan, right? Like that is my team. I fucking bleed gold, baby. But
nobody likes the Pirates.
Would you consider that color gold?
No. You know what's funny is, you know, they're yellow now. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the Penguins are like, they've gotten rid of the gold. It is yellow.
I've always thought it was yellow, yeah.
It's been both. So, like, Wilkes-Barre has always been, shout out Scranton Wilkes-Barre, you know, the Penguins, the mm-hmm. buff Penguins. By the way, this is sports. We can talk about it. The Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins have a buff Penguin. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the difference between the two. The regular Pittsburgh Penguins have, like, a regular Penguin on ice skates with a scarf.
It's just a little penguin. It's cute.
And then the minor league team is this monster Goliath, probably packing heat down below as well, like just monster penguin. And I'm like, how does that make sense? Like, when in the history of minor league sports has the minor league logo like overpowered the regular one?
I mean, like, and I think that's probably the joke, right?
It's gotta be. And also, like, no one would be okay with a professional team having a buff penguin as a logo.
No.
Like, if the Milwaukee Bucks were like a stag that's just like chesting up on you, like
I actually would like that.
That'd be so dope.
Like it was like a furry,
like a holiday, no, like a holiday, yeah, like a furry, like a holiday reindeer, like on 2 feet, but buff.
Yeah. So like a furry.
Like a furry. And all the girl fans wore tails.
If I wasn't a...
Where are the tails connected to?
How do they stay on?
Well, they stay in.
They don't always stay in.
So if I wasn't a Anaheim Ducks fan, I would be a Penguins fan. Like, I do watch the Penguins. I like the Penguins. It's just I'm already a Ducks fan.
Right.
Based on kind of like you, like Zach, you've like picked a town. You like at least two teams from the town. I know you also like some stuff in the surrounding area. I know you like Virginia, like you watch like Virginia. And, but I like the Penguins. I like the Steelers. Nobody's a Pirates fan, but I already have a hockey team, so it was hard to like justify like going away from the hockey team.
Yeah, so like I grew up a Penguins fan. When I became an adult, you know, you just kind of like eventually you want to blaze your own path for what you like. Well, so
they're not in the same conference, are they?
Weird. No, they're on opposite sides. But weirdly, when I started getting older, I actually started liking their rival. Like I started really liking just what the Flyers are all about. They all they have a bunch of gingers with big red beards on the team, and they're which is awesome because they're black and orange, and like they just. They're a cool team, and they're finally good for the first time ever. But I'm like, I can't, as a sports fan, I cannot jump ship to the rival team in my 30s. No matter, like, but it was like when you were picking a basketball team. We had the conversations of, like, what draws people to basketball teams or any team, right? Sometimes it's a player. Sometimes it's, like, the colors. It's whatever. There's something about there's something about their logo that I really like. And, but... There's something inside when you really like a team, that sick feeling you get when like the Steelers are playing bad that you can't fake on a new team, right? Like once you have that feeling for a team, you can't jump ship and like a different team. Like no other team can make you feel that way.
Yeah, like you, the ulcers that I get from watching the Steelers are real, and I don't feel that towards other teams. Even honestly, even teams that I root for in other sports, other than I will say I started getting those ulcers for the Blazers this last year, like during the bubble.
Oh, yeah. You'll get them for basketball.
I was like, shut. I hate this sport, and I hate this team, and I love this sport, and I love this team. But every single one of those games came down to the wire, and my little heart couldn't take it.
Yeah. I think football season's the shortest for a reason, and that's because they know adult men would have heart attacks and die.
Yeah.
And, like, it could not be longer. Mm-mm. I, at this point, like... Falcons are 4-7. I need the season to be over. Like it needs to end soon.
It's
or
crazy
I might not make
Falcons
it.
Falcons are 4-7. And if they were in the same division as the Washington Football Club, they would be the leaders.
Oh, but yeah. But we're not. We play real football against real teams. yeah, sadly. We have statistically the hardest schedule this year of any team.
The Steelers are playing the juggernaut known as the Washington Football Club.
Dude, they better watch out.
I know this is the trap game.
Well, we'll I watched two analysts this week on ESPN pick the Washington football team.
We'll get to it.
And we'll circle back to it for sure. Some other things happened this week if we want to talk other sports before we get in there. Both LeBron and Anthony Davis are now longtime Lakers.
Yeah, longtime Lakers.
5 years for Anthony Davis.
Yeah. You got me sweating, bro, when you were talking all that Chicago but talk.
As soon as LeBron signed his, I knew it was a done deal. Because I know LeBron.
Well, why did you say that when I was like, dude?
I did. I said, isn't it a good thing? That was my response to you.
Yeah, but I can't read.
Yeah, I'm really bad at reading. Like super bad. I didn't read a lot of books growing up, so I misspell a lot of easy words.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But now that I read and I see words on paper all the time, I'm like, wow, I was misspelling that for 2 decades.
Yeah,
and no one corrected me, including my phone.
And we grew up in the digital
including T9.
Usually, when I spell. The words that I spell so incorrectly that my phone doesn't know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, but I spell them so frequently wrong that people know what I'm trying to say. They're like, yeah, that other word, I know what that means. Because Zach uses it accidentally every day. So Like people are piecing. It's like Charlie talk when people read Charlie's notes and It's Always Sunny. That's
you vote me. You vote me money. Good.
Money me now.
Exactly. So I think we already thought the Lakers were probably going to run train the next couple of years. I think it's just they've officially reached their final form. Oh, get them. Get them.
Oh.
Hey, would you win? Give me a course. Thanks.
It's not even the halfway point.
But I don't want to have to get up.
Well.
And she's around.
Well, look at I'm going to request something to be delivered to me.
She got her hair done though.
It looked really nice.
Yeah, she did it. It was the girl. I think Zach. I think you know the girl. Her name is Riley. She lives in the area.
Riley. I know women, so that's probably true. I know chicks.
We know sports.
We
chicks.
There's two things I know. That's sports and chicks. That's ball and babes, and everyone knows that.
Ball and babes, bruh.
With our
ball and babes, bro.
Our powers combined, we know a lot of things.
We do. That's why we do this show.
We know at least five or six things well.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank you.
For sure, I'm great at bad fantasy. Well, by the way, if the person from last week that I told to play Jared Goff is, he got 2 points. Any other person he could have played. By the way, he listed 5 quarterbacks. And all 5 of them had absolutely garbage weeks. So, but I gave him the worst. What did they say?
She said, I need to be out in Lapway podcasting basketball games.
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be fun. That's a great idea. I love that idea. Good idea there, Delisa. And hello to you, Mr. Adam Sullivan.
Oh,
did he hear
LeBron and hopped on?
He heard LeBron, and he was like, his spider senses were tingling.
Well, I think something else was tingling.
Oh, something else. I hope he's on our side. Oh, wow.
Has it always been natural lime?
You know, I'd have to go back and reference my beer review videos.
That are online. Are those
on my YouTube channel?
Now, Sean, tell me, are those on the line?
Yeah,
where would one find those if we wanted to peruse?
If you got
reviewing White Claw,
if you went and got on the line,
yeah, if I was on the internet,
and you type in the Google, the YouTube,
I only use Safari now.
Did you guys watch the interns? I think it's
On the Line. Yeah, Vince Vaughn. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, that's a great movie, actually.
That's a great part of the movie.
But it's not a great movie. Yeah,
it has great parts.
Boy.
Oh, Mr. Sullivan gets the notification of our stream. You know what? If you're on YouTube, you should like and subscribe and hit that notify button, and you do the same thing.
I'm assuming that the people that I gave bad fantasy advice to for 4 straight weeks probably unsubscribed. And actually, I was just talking about this to the lady because she doesn't know sports, right? Chicks don't know sports. And that's a fact. Except for all the girls that beat me in fantasy football regularly. But I was explaining that people will watch a fantasy football show and get bad advice over having to make a decision themselves. Like, people do not like making choices themselves. Especially when it comes to stressful fantasy football.
Honestly, though, I think all the stupid moves I made this season, if I would have came to you first and asked you advice, you would have talked me off the ledge.
Yeah. I make good moves a lot. I also just, it's fantasy football. You're also going to make bad moves no matter who you are.
Speaking of, I think I was talking to the commissioner of my league.
The commish.
He said the top 8 teams get into the playoffs. I am in the 9th spot right now. I think I must win this weekend.
I also have to win this weekend. And if I win, I'm in, baby.
But the fact that I went from, because we have 14 teams, and I went winless for 5 games.
Right.
And now I'm in the 9th spot. Even if I don't get in, I'm pretty happy with the little season that I got.
You made a run, my friend. You made a run.
Because I won I won four in a row and then lost two and then won one more. So,
you know, speaking of runs, the Atlanta Falcons have won four of their last six since firing Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
Just speaking of runs.
Coincidence? I think not.
No.
Really makes you wonder why the dude wasn't fired before the season starts when everyone knew it was coming. But whatever.
He's garbage.
He's going to get a defensive coordinating job somewhere next year, guaranteed, and he'll be good. He just won't be a good head coach.
But there's so many coaches like that, though. Don't remember, is Wade Phillips still working in L.A.?
No. They got rid of him for one of Sean McVay's boys.
Okay.
Like he hired one of his guys. Remember,
though, when Wade Phillips went to L.A., though, and I think everyone was kind of like, oh, what a great fit for him to actually be a defensive coordinator again and not be the head coach of a football team. And I feel like Bruce Arians is not a good example because I think he is a really good head coach. But, like,
he'd be a great coordinator somewhere, though.
I was genuinely very sad when he left Pittsburgh, though, because he was a great coordinator in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. And then, like, you got, like, Jack Del Rio, who I thought was a great coach, by the way.
He had his time. He's a little too old school now in 2020.
But he's the defensive coordinator for whoever.
In relation to fantasy football, it is.
Is it the football club, the football team?
Yes.
Jack Del?
Well, no, the – what's his name is? The
Panthers old coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, the dude.
The head coach. Jack Del Rio's the defensive coordinator.
Oh, though, right? I didn't know that.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure.
But Washington, the football team, not the other team, the football team. Mm-hmm. They're – I almost said it, so I had to – I'm saying out loud they're the football team. The football team has a very good defense. They've just had a really bad offense until probably the last couple weeks. Their defense is the second in, I believe, when it comes to defending the pass, which is bad if you have Steeler players like I do, when you have multiple Steeler receivers like I do.
I see what you're saying. Well, that was a rough one. Is that what you were doing with the Falcons thing? I think that's what you're trying to do, huh?
Well.
That was a rough one. I had a lot of Steelers players. Actually, I almost won my fantasy game. I was down by one.
I lost because I benched them.
I did not bench them. I don't have anyone to bench them for.
This week I'm strongly considering playing neither Claypool or Deontay, and I am going to play both Thielen and Jefferson. I'm doubling down on Vikings this week. That's how little faith I have in the Steelers offense this week.
You know what sucks is there were so many dropped passes. That could have been a really good game if Ebron would have caught like two of the four big.
Well, big... Deontay dropped four.
He dropped four. Ebron dropped a bunch. Actually, Juju is the one that didn't do drops.
No, he got in. He got it in. He was the only one to get it in, right?
Right, yeah. And actually, and then also Benny Snell looked pretty good as a running back.
Hoping he plays again.
They need a running
game. I need to make that. I'm going to – you fucking guys.
They need a running game, though. Oh, my God.
They just didn't even really try with him, it looked like.
They have Derek Watt as a fullback. They should try to – like, there was that play – in the first quarter where they went for it on fourth down and they went with a shotgun and it was like, why don't you like give it to your fullback and try to like drive it in there? You're on like the 2 yard line. But
so, I made a move this week because of injuries. I made a move on Devin Booker for the Raiders.
Me too.
Yeah. Smart. I picked him up in two, the only two that I could.
Is it because I got him in futures?
Yeah, I tried to make a move on him, and you got him.
Why hasn't Roethlisberger been injured yet? Why come Roethlisberger? Roethlisberger hasn't been injured yet?
Hey guys, why come good?
How come?
Are you saying Sea World, Kevin, or you would like to see the world? Sharks, China.
Few words when why say more words when few words do trick?
Yeah. When I'm president, when they,
They see. So the reason why Roethlisberger is not injured is because, thank God, he has an offensive line.
Yeah, they protect that boy.
They do. Although, did you see from that game, they showed like 2012 footage of him, like how long he used to hold on to the ball. And he had like, it was like four pump fakes and he was holding on to it for like 9 seconds.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he's taken a pummeling in his career.
Yeah, because he had like one guy on his leg, one guy on his arm. He's still doing pump fakes. He's still
he's from the Jersey Shore, dude.
And they don't fake anybody.
Because he's slow.
It's a very slow winding pump fake. Him and Uncle Phil.
Everyone in the world knows what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. He's never
faked anyone.
He's a one-trick pony.
He is, but
I'm officially gassed up and ready.
Yeah.
I am floored.
Yeah. You're
floored?
Let's go.
Do I need to pull up?
Next week, can you make a sound clip that is just the Blink-182? I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
I just want that.
Yeah. I can do that.
And then I want you to overuse it.
Mm-hmm. That's my moniker. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. Is I overuse
these
things.
You haven't been hot on the trigger this week, and I was wondering if something was wrong. Like maybe you just needed a new one in your life, like a new trick.
Like when we were talking. So like when we were talking about the furries and the tails that stay in.
Yeah,
I thought you'd pull up Kermit the Frog for sure, and
you could do whatever you want.
There it is.
Should we do pick?
They would care if all
that. On that note,
first off, I wanted to. Before we do football, though. You had LeBron and
AD.
They re-signed for a long time. Good for them. But then I did see that Melo did resign too, and he's like going to take a sixth man position, but he's going to be like the best sixth man in the league. I think he'll start though.
I think he's going to bring some juice off the bench.
I'm
ready for a final hurrah with the guy.
Well, me too. And so I was going to, when you mentioned that about like finding a team, that would have been a lot easier to choose the Blazers had Melo been on the team already. Because I would have just been like, oh, the Blazers are my team.
Right. Like, no votes allowed.
Yeah, I would have just taken the Blazers.
I think the vote – I want to recount on the votes, actually.
I counted them myself, I'm pretty sure.
You do?
I want to recount.
They were counted actually by Excel because I don't count so good.
I think there was some voter fraud, and I want to recount.
L-Nano-P.
All my favorites. A, B, C, L, M, N, O. A lot of office references. A lot of Kevin references today.
He's the only thing I've ever cared about.
Basie. My favorite is I just want to lay on the beach and eat hot dogs. That's all I've ever wanted.
Hey, how do you feel about bald people? Because I hate them.
Because
when he's wearing the toupee.
No, that's not Ashton Kutcher you're looking at.
Are you guys making office quotes?
Oh yeah.
How many times have you watched that show?
Ten times all the way through, and I'm watching it in 11th right now.
Yeah, I've seen it at least that many times as well.
Yeah,
and then I also watched it while it was on too.
Yeah,
weekly.
Episodes here and there.
Oh yeah, and then I'll put it on like Comedy Central and just let the like whatever cable decides for me to watch.
Yeah, the syndication.
Whatever's happening that day, I'll watch it.
But to be fair, there's a couple episodes of It's Always Sunny I've watched over 25 times. So.
Oh yeah.
I don't think The Office is my number one. But it is, it's the only show that I'll rewatch from beginning to end every time. Like I once a year, I rewatch it from beginning to end.
I'll throw in, you know what I show I usually do watch it at least one time all the way through every year is that's Community. I will watch Community all the way through.
That's
yeah. I've watched it like 5 times.
Community is fantastic. It's a good show. Also, Parks and Rec here and there.
Community yeah. is probably my favorite show.
I'm on my 3rd time through
the Parks. We started watching Scrubs.
I like Scrubs.
I like Scrubs too, but I forgot it doesn't age amazing. No.
It's bad to watch now.
Yeah. I don't like Scrubs.
It's just like it's like the music's really dated.
I didn't the like it then. Super
dated.
It's also like it in then. Standard definition all the way through, right? The whole show's in standard def.
Yeah, so it feels like you're watching a show in the Stone Age. Jerking off like a caveman. All right.
Yeah, I know you do beat it to that show, so.
I do. Wait, what?
First game on the pick'em.
We're a little 80s synth music.
All right, I'll take over, boys. Okay, we got the Saints at the Falcons.
So I didn't realize that there was no Thursday game this time.
Nope. Yeah. Because your game was supposed to be the Thursday game.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was super. So what happened was on Friday when I woke up to get ready for work, I was like, oh my God, I didn't make a Thursday pick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I can't believe I did this again. Remember the last 2 years, I've screwed up on Thanksgiving both times. And I'm like, yeah, I just forget. And then this year I did not screw up on Thanksgiving. So then the following week I'm like, oh my God, I missed Thursday night. I cannot believe it. And then I get on there and I'm like, oh, I don't have to do this. So who cares?
Yeah. You won. So
that's exciting. I'm picking
the Falcons.
You're picking the Falcons.
I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's because I fucking hate the Saints and I hate Saints fans and I think they're the worst. So I don't.
Yeah, they're almost as bad as Notre Dame and Gonzaga.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty close, dude.
No, I shouldn't say that. Like, Gonzaga is so awful. And if you're a fan of the team, just turn this off. Like,
to be honest, I don't know that I know very many Saints fans.
What, I only know – okay.
Jeff. Is Jeff a Saints fan?
Yeah. So
he's not bad. And then Austin Moody is a Saints fan.
Well, and he is bad.
So now there's a 50-50 there.
And Austin's the worst. Austin, if you're watching this, you're the worst.
No, he could be worse. He could be a Gonzaga fan.
He could be, but he's not.
So
then he would be even worse.
I like Austin.
So do I, but he's the worst.
But he's the worst.
I
love Austin,
but he's still the worst. He's the worst.
So we got Jeff good, Austin bad. Okay. There's this other friend of mine from Idaho, from Southern Idaho, who's a Saints fan. He's the worst.
Okay.
So there's one good, two bad. So they're the worst.
I'll say this, if they're a Saints fan before they won a Super Bowl, when all those bad years when they were a really bad team, I will give them some leeway because that is such a hard team. Cool. It's like Dusty's a Lions fan, and I'll always give him props for being a Lions fan because how come?
Or the Browns.
You know, and or the Browns. Yeah, like those systemically bad teams. So the Saints used to be that, right? Like it was the Browns, Saints, and Lions.
The so Saints will be back there one day. Taysom Hill is the answer.
Oh, no. He totally is the answer.
Yeah. Keep him there forever.
I'm going to take the Saints in this game because – thank you. Because I still don't trust the Falcons right now.
I have picked against the Falcons exactly 4 times. They've won all 4 of the games. So science would say I should keep picking them. Because that's how it works. The Saints absolutely shut down Matt Ryan every time they play these days. Back in the day, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees used to ball out against each other. But nowadays, Saints defense is too good. They get to Matt Ryan too easy. It's scary. So I'm going to take the Saints, knowing that that will lead to my boys in black and red winning the game. Huh? Knowing.
Knowing. Psychologically.
I think you're helping me out. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I think the Falcons win, but I'm taking the Saints.
Okay.
I don't believe in juju. I make fun of people that do, and I'm still falling into it. I've fallen into my own.
I believe in Juju Smith-Schuster.
I believe in Juju. I for believe sure. he
exists. We'll circle back.
Okay, so next we got the Lions at the Bears in Chicago, and every fiber of my being wants to take the Lions because I really want the Lions to win. But I know that the Lions probably are not going to win this game, and I want an easy pick on them, so I'm just going to take the Bears.
Yeah.
It's a Mitch Trubisky. It doesn't even matter. The Lions just are bad.
Yeah, well, I watched them on pre-Christmas warm-up dinner day, and I was just like, throw to Marvin Jones, please. Please.
Did Matt Patricia get fired yet?
Yes. He did,
yeah.
So the Lions might win it now.
Yeah, people usually win the first game back. I really, truly wish Galladay was healthy. He has killed me this year.
Yeah.
I have had so many wide receivers that have been out for the entire season. It's frustrating. I also wasted a first-round pick on Michael Thomas, who came back way too late to help me out in any way.
Yeah, he did. He really fucked me this year.
In real-life football, the Lions are pretty bad, and I think that the Bears can win this game no matter who their quarterback is. It seems like Mitchell Trubisky and Allen Robinson have a good connection. I think he targeted him like 9 to 12 times last week, so that's fantastic.
That really helps me out a lot.
You know that the Lions are, in fact, the Lions. That is a hard-hitting sports fact. Thank you, Phil.
Yes, it's a really good fact.
I'm going Bears.
I'm going Bears.
It's a really good analysis that Philip gave us here.
Yeah, I like that he dissected it. He clearly did his research, and he brought hard-hitting, what I would even call sports journalism, to the table.
It really is, and we appreciate the effort and the work that went into that.
Yeah.
They are, in fact, still the Lions and always will be. Well, maybe. Okay.
You know, I also can't judge other systemic teams because my team is a systemically bad team. But.
Yeah. But,
I mean, they won 18 years in between Super Bowls, and they had shameful losses in both.
Okay.
Okay. If your team has never won a Super Bowl, you're probably at this point in 2020, by 2020, you're probably a systemically bad team.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
And both of your teams, they have so many Super Bowls, guys.
Have the Jaguars won a Super Bowl?
No, but they're at least a new-ish team, like in the last 20 years, right?
In closing, Lions will always do Lions things.
In summation. I think what we can all agree on today, in summation, is that the Lions are, in fact, Lions.
Yeah.
If you see my three key points, they are Lions. They do Lion things, and they do Lion stuff. You'll see that they are, in fact, Lions.
And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
There's three certainties in life.
The Lions are Lions.
Are the Lions. They will do Lions.
Yeah.
They do Lions.
They're such a bad franchise that when they go to the playoffs, that's like going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When they go to the wild card game, it's like going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I get so upset with you guys who take like your good teams for granted, right? Like you're like, yeah, my team's going to the playoffs, but they're not going to win at all. I'm like, that's the lamest thing to ever complain about.
Yeah,
that's so lame. Yeah, we're probably going to make the playoffs, but it's not like we're going to win at all. Like, shut the fuck up. My team's 4-7 every year.
That was me last year.
I had 2 years of not going. The last 2 years of not going to the playoffs, and it felt weird.
Yeah. As a Steelers fan, you expect it every year, yeah.
And now order has been restored, at least for that look, to go to the playoffs. Maybe they lose, but they'll go. They're already in. Okay, so the next game, the Browns and the Titans are in Tennessee. You know what? This has potential.
You skipped the Dolphins-Bengals.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dolphins. Bengals at the Dolphins in Miami. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think was it last week the Dolphins kind of slipped. First week with Tannehill, or not Tannehill, first week with Fitzpatrick. I think he's back again this week. Ooh. I think they recoup a little of the magic. The Jets are just god awful. Would I rather?
I'd go Jets.
I'd rather be a Jets fan.
I just like the J-E-T Jets.
I do like that little J-E-T-S Jets thing.
Yeah, that's what, and I like their colors more.
Remember last year when the Jets won that first game against the Lions, and it was in Detroit, but the whole stadium erupted with the J-E-T-S Jets thing, and it was like, man, Sam Darnold's for real. This is going to be a good team.
Yeah, I watched a video that was like, the Jets are back, baby.
I'm just tired of being tricked.
And then 3 weeks later, he was like, the Jets are done, baby.
I'm just tired of being fooled. I've been fooled so many times in my life.
I'm tired of my heart being broken.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins are a much better team.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
The Bengals, right?
Well, yeah. The Bengals don't even – who do they have as a backup?
A guy.
Peter Dinklage? I don't
fucking know. Peter Dinklage is playing.
Peter Pettigrew. It's Peter Pettigrew.
The rat guy from – yeah, Harry Potter is starting in the game.
He'd probably do better than whoever they have.
It's Brandon Allen.
Okay. Former. I don't know who that is.
He's a former piece of shit. I think he got in a bunch of trouble in college. I think he went to the University of Arkansas. Then he went to the Broncos, and he was also a piece of shit. And now he's somehow still in the league. I believe it's that guy.
You got to get paid somehow.
All right. Okay, so I'm taking the Bengals.
This one, this
the Bengals?
No, I'm taking the Dolphins.
Okay.
Dolphins. Okay.
Browns, Titans
in hardest Tennessee. Game of the week.
Could be what's that?
Hardest game of the week.
Hardest game of the week. It could be game of the week too. Has every potential to be game of the week.
Is what's his nuts back?
I think everyone's back.
Miles Garrett back.
I think except everyone's for, okay.
But Odell Beckham.
Except for
Odell. He's going to be back for a while.
I am taking the Titans in this game, though. Yeah. Not for any reason, except for I just think Derrick Henry is going to have a huge game.
But so is Nick Chubb, man.
I know.
And Kareem Hunt.
Okay. Who am I going to pick?
Ooh. Oh, so they got that. They do get that, like, that 1-2 punch. That's going to be really good.
All right. I'm switching. I switched.
You're taking the Browns?
Yeah, I have. No, you're doing this. You're doing this on purpose.
I have never manipulated anyone's picks.
Here's why I'm taking the Titans. I'm taking the Titans based on the fact that I need the Browns to lose for the division.
You're just being hopeful.
Yeah. I'm just going to take the Titans and hope that it happens.
They're not going to catch you guys.
I don't care. I just want the loss. Okay,
you're being selfish.
No,
I'm also taking the Titans. I know that I don't think the Titans are going to be able to stop the running game of the Browns, but I don't think the Browns are going to be able to stop anything that the Titans are going to try to do. They're going to run the ball. They're going to pass the ball. They're going to toe the line.
You can do whatever you want.
You're doing this on purpose. We're moving to the next game.
No, but also the Browns have a great chance of winning.
Shut the fuck up. I had Titans. I switched to the Browns.
That's a good analysis. Philip is on fire today.
I would like to know which 1994 win he's referring to. To be more precise.
Yeah. Fill us in there.
Did they beat the Steelers in 94?
No.
I'm just assuming they didn't.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Okay. Colts versus Texans in Houston.
In Houston, I'm taking the Colts.
But Deshaun Watson is so hot right now.
He is, and I hope he has a massive, huge, amazing game and gets me lots of fantasy points. But I really like that Colts defense.
Love it. Second best in the league. Actually, probably the best now because you guys are missing Bud Dupree, right?
Yeah, forever. Or his ACL.
Oh, was that – was Bill Belichick the Browns coach in 94?
He was on the staff for sure.
They went 12-6. I think they lost to the Steelers in the division in the playoffs.
Okay.
So that was – so great call, Phil.
Good job, Phil.
11-5, second in the AFC. I want to know how he just knew that. He had to.
He's a pretty big football nerd, man.
I don't know him, but I like him.
They went 11-5, won the wild card, and then lost to the Steelers.
I don't know him, but I like him.
Yeah, he's like a good dude. He's actually, you won't like him. He's a Cowboys fan. Fuck him.
I don't mind Cowboys fans. I've already told you that. Now, I absolutely despise Gonzaga fans with a passion.
Praise me.
Bow down to Phil.
So, okay. What's the deal here, guys? You're picking the Texans?
No, I'm not picking the Texans. I was just trying to talk Derek into picking the Texans.
Did you see what I just tried to do?
That mind trees do not work on me.
No, they don't. They don't really work on anyone. I've never successfully finagled
any situation. Okay, I'm pushing back to the Titans.
You Jedi mind trick Sean all the time. It does not work on me.
Sean, I think I might switch to the Browns.
Okay. I picked the Colts.
I picked the Colts as well.
Okay. Raiders against the Jets. Also, is there any question here?
Real quick, though.
Okay,
real quick. Jonathan Taylor on the Colts has been breaking my balls the last couple weeks. And if he does not have a big game, I'm going to write him a seriously hurtful letter. And I hope he gets it. I hope he gets it. I hope whoever's letter.
Will you write it out in crayon, though, so he thinks it's like from like
a like child with I'm gonna identify as a child with a serious illness. Yeah. So he reads it. And then it's going to sound like really heartfelt, like, you're my favorite player, blah, 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 blah. And then at the very bottom, it's like, you're a bastard, man. And the only favor you can do for me is to retire.
Yeah, early.
That's my last wish, is for you to give up football. And
I wanted to meet you before I died, and now I only want you to retire.
Now I just want the sweet embrace of death.
Kill myself.
Guys. I just want it to be clear that this kid is imaginary. He's not real.
Well, he's your inner kid. He's you. You're killing your inner child.
We can move on to the next game before I disappoint my family anymore.
So, Raiders at the Jets. I was about ready to say, is there any doubt that the Raiders can just win this game? But then I remembered that they played really bad last week. I'm still going to take the Raiders over the Jets because I feel like if I don't want to be a moron and take the Jets.
Yeah, people, if you get cute one week and take the Jets, like you, that's exactly what you're doing. You're trying to get too cute, right?
Yeah.
The Raiders are going to bounce back. That was one of those games where when it rains, it pours, right? Like first fumble for a turnover happened, and then it just kind of – they just started shit in the bed.
Yeah.
It escalated quickly. As a Falcons fan, we didn't do much offensively in that game. It's not like we went out there and dominated and scored those 40 points on our offense. It was just mishap after mishap after mishap for the Raiders. They're going to bounce back. Even with Booker having to start at tailback, I think they're going to come out and put it on the Jets.
Did you have a fun time watching that game, though?
Yeah. I mean, watching it with a Raiders fan, though, who I care about as a dear friend, I felt for him. I was like,
Raiders fans, don't you?
I do. And I was like, being in a room with me during that must not have been easy for him. Like, it would be being in a room with me is already unbearable. So being in a room with me while my team is taking your team to the SmackDown Hotel has got to be rough. Yeah, I think they bounce back. The question of my lifetime, are the Raiders for real? People need to quit saying the Raiders are anything. They're average.
They're just the Raiders.
They are just an okay team.
They're for real. They're for real in the aspect that they exist.
Well, their stadium's cool.
Great offensive line. The great young talent. I like both of their rookie receivers. They do need to give Ruggs the ball more. I've noticed that, like Spencer pointed out to me last week, that they use him as a decoy far too often. That only works if you also give him the ball. Like, you have to actually air the ball out to him a few times for that to work.
And he's so fast. Why aren't you giving it a shot?
And he's not the biggest dude in the world, but he jumps out of the gym, man. Like, if you just throw the ball up there, like he showed it last week, he'll go up and get it as a smaller receiver. Yeah, just give him the ball. Just give him the ball.
You're not scared.
I don't know if the Raiders aren't for real in the aspect where I would say they're a Super Bowl contender, but they are for real in the aspect of they're going to finish above 500, and they have an extremely easy remaining schedule, so I think they make the playoffs.
I think last week they were hungover from the Kansas City game. I think they were still feeling a little bummed.
It did feel like a KC hangover, and I actually said that during the game.
And the Niners are feeling that all season, so.
Super Bowl hangover. It happens to every team who loses the Super Bowl. Except for, the Patriots. They're the one team it never affects.
Anyways, it's because Bill Belichick, he's a monster.
He ain't real. He's not a human.
I pick the Raiders. I ain't going to pick the goddamn Jets.
Okay, so we got the Jaguars and the Vikings in Minnesota. I'm going to take the Vikings in this only because I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are actually the worst team.
Than the Jets. This season?
Yeah, I think their one win is not an indicator of them being a better team than the Jets. Quit your barking.
I think the Jags are worse than the Jets. I think there's a lot of players on the Jags who are not NFL caliber starters, and they are starting for the Jags. So
are you referring to their quarterbacks?
Quit that
barking. Their whole team, man, is pretty trash. Yeah, they have a good player. Every team has a good player.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Robinson.
He'll be out of the league in 3 years. Out of the league.
He's a beast, dude.
Note this episode or the other episode that I said it, or any, and I'll keep saying it. Ward should go in and isolate the sound clip and then bring it back 3 years from now because I don't want to be responsible for this.
Get it.
Ward, can you grab this in post? Hold on.
Dad?
He won't be in the league in 3 years. He'll be out.
There you go.
We'll
you
see.
Speak the true.
And I don't even think he'll be their starter next season.
That's bold.
Note it. Note it.
Anyway, note it. You're right, he'll be a starter.
Take it to the bank. Cash it.
Put that in your stationery.
He'll be a starter on another team because they're going to trade him away.
I'm putting it on my letterhead.
Yeah, he probably, like any other good Jaguar, he will demand a trade, and he will not. He'll be on a different team next year.
Number 12 is a freak, dude.
Okay,
for Notre Dame.
Yeah,
dude, such a baller, man. He seriously so many plays. You think he's going to get sacked, and he just scrambles out and makes something happen.
This is it right now. He just ran in a touchdown for 30 yards.
Yeah, and he's sneaky mobile. Mobile. Next game. Okay. I didn't even talk about the Vikings. There's no reason to. All we have to talk about is how bad the Jags are.
That's what I was telling Zach this week is that a lot of these games are just.
Yeah. You know who you're picking as soon as you look at it, except for this next one.
Tougher. Next one's tougher. Rams and Cardinals.
I don't agree.
Arizona. I think it's a tough pick. I'm taking the Rams, but I'm with reservations. Because I think the Cardinals could easily win it. I don't know. I had a really hard time with this. I took the I should have just taken the Cardinals because they're at home, but that doesn't really matter right now.
Jared Goff was a dumpster fire last week. That being said, they could have still won that game.
But they didn't.
They didn't. And I had a bad feeling about that game as well.
They almost won that game not because of him.
In spite of him.
Yeah.
That team is made for Jared Goff to just play average and then win. And
so tell me why I should pick the Cardinals instead. Is it that why?
I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Cardinals. Because I think the Rams are going to have a little bit of a beat down hangover, and they're going to be sad.
Give me the team with the defense every time. I still am not sold on the Cardinals. I don't know if I at any point in the season will be. If the Cardinals win a Super Bowl, I'll be sold on the Cardinals. Nothing less than that. I feel about the Cardinals the same way I feel about the Browns. If they win a Super Bowl, I might say they're okay. If they win it, I might say they're okay.
Oh, they're going to win a Super Bowl with Baker Mayfield.
So the Cardinals win, then you go, that's when you'll go, you know what? I think the Cardinals are for real this year.
You know what? I think the Cardinals are a pretty good team this season. Yeah. And they have to win by, like, I'm talking 30 points.
They have to win by a big margin.
If they barely win the Super Bowl, I am not sold.
So you're putting margin stipulations on this.
They got to cover the spread, baby. They got to cover the spread and then some.
Beyond it. They got to go be above and beyond the spread. Well, they got
I think it will be close, but every time I see that, the team I pick loses.
No, I think they're going to get smashed. I think they're going to get absolutely destroyed.
I think that the reason why I went with the Rams is because I just imagine tiny little Kyler Murray out there with that defense. And that's what I think of every single time. Here's the thing is I like what Kyler Murray's doing. He's exceeded expectations for me. I honestly just thought I didn't think he'd survive in the NFL at all.
And he still might. It's early. Young guys survived that the big hits.
Yeah.
But
did you see who did they play last? Who did the Cardinals play last?
Last week?
Yeah.
Last week they played.
Was that the Seahawks round two?
Yeah. And
it was a good game.
And actually the Seahawks have a better defense now too. But the Cardinals the defense just kept, like, I noticed they just kept jumping in the air. Like they just kept getting tall. Like you see a bear in the woods, like gets big. Like it's like they're figuring out, like, oh yeah, he's 5'9", so I better like stand up and be tall and be imposing, and I can get this guy to screw up because he can't see over me.
Yeah, it's like Baker. A lot of his passes just get deflected. He's a smaller.
It sucks because he's. But and I well remember when I was like, Baker's short, and you're like, no, he's not. But in NFL.
I've never said he wasn't short. He is.
Well, Baker's 5'10", right?
He's 6 foot.
Yeah, he's 6'1", I think.
Yeah.
I thought I said it on the show.
I would never call Baker Mayfield not a little midget.
There's a commercial for Hulu that Baker Mayfield does where they put his face on like a really little body, and I'm like, that is not the commercial for you to be doing, Baker, because we already think you're that small.
They put
his face on this. They deep fake his face on this tiny little body, and he's like, "This is my face on a smaller body, right, everyone?" And
he is the
this is you, Baker.
He's like Danny DeVito, but uglier.
What? Come on. He has heart. He has sick dance moves. Whatever, dude. Anyways, Phil, I also like the Cardinals running backs.
Me too. I'm a fan, but I have a hard time. I have a hard time playing them in fantasy recently.
It sucks because Murray's a piece of shit.
I am playing Christian Kirk.
Kirk is an interesting flyer. He had that like 3 week period where he was really fun to play.
I know. I just don't have anybody else to play over him.
So you gotta. I wouldn't start him now if I had a choice. Like if I had a choice,
I wouldn't do it, but I don't literally have anybody else.
Yeah. I don't blame you. What's the next game?
He's going to play. Okay. Giants at the Seahawks.
No Danny Dimes, correct? Correct.
I don't know that it would matter. Oh, okay. So here.
I like to pretend it would.
The Seahawks, though, I will say this. The defense has looked better in the last couple weeks. It does not look like the worst defense in the league. They didn't have to play as much hero ball as you like to say last time.
No, they're starting to get a pass rush.
They're starting to get a pass rush. They look a little better on defense. I do think this team is way more solid than what they were. They're obviously a playoff team. They're always a playoff. They just are. That's just what they are.
Yeah, fuck them.
I'm going to take the Seahawks in this game over the Giants. I just don't see how the Giants can especially without Danny.
Yeah, there's no hard hitting sports facts on this game.
No.
Colt McCoy, baby. Colt McCoy, baby. Let's go. Yeah.
It is Colt McCoy.
Yeah, Seahawks.
I like that Colt McCoy is playing.
Why are you guys always sucking Colt McCoy's dick? Even last year when he came in, you guys were like, Colt McCoy on the
– There's just players that I want to see be better. Like, I want to see Colt McCoy be good. For the Steelers and Ravens, it was like, yay, RG3, though. Like, I like RG3, and I'm like, hey, RG3's getting a start.
Yeah, I like RG3, too. It was shitty to see him get hurt again.
Did he get hurt at the end?
He pulled his hammy at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, he did.
I stopped watching it.
Colt McCoy. I watched the Texas UNC basketball instead for the most part, and that was a great game. We don't do a lot of college basketball, but the Texas Longhorns have the best team they've had since Shaka Smart came to them as their head coach. They are loaded with both a couple good freshmen and some seniors. Also, because of cancer, Andrew Jones is still only a junior, even though he's 35 years old. It's what it feels like. So he's got two more years of eligibility because
I was in quarantine, and so I had to watch it.
Yeah.
I hate Chris Collinsworth so much. If the game isn't interesting, I just have to turn it off.
Yeah, because then you have to listen to him speak, and that's hard. Colt McCoy is my sixth all-time favorite college quarterback, though, to answer that question. Sixth all-time. So I'm going to root for my boys. If you were my boy in college,
I'm going to root for you. My cousin Patrick named his son Colt because he is such a huge Colt McCoy fan / Texas fan.
You guys have like this thing. All right. So now his
baby boy is named Colt.
I just barely started getting college football. So I'll start getting my favorite NFL college. Justin Herbert, number one right now.
Right. That's why he's my favorite quarterback in the league. And he will be as long as he is. I'll tell you what, though, that new Ducks quarterback sucks. I hate that dude. I said this during the game last week. I've never watched a team that I like and disliked a player, like disliked a starting quarterback for a team that I like. Like, I watched that game and I'm like, I hate this kid.
Where is Marcus Mariota now?
He's the third string for the Raiders. He got passed by the Peterman. The Peterman passed him.
Dude, he's trash. It's because he's trash.
No.
Don't speak ill of Mariota.
Mariota had some really good games in Tennessee.
And he got hurt when he got to Vegas. He got hurt, and Peterman passed him in practice, allegedly. Allegedly.
Peterman played for the Bills, right?
Yes, and he threw five picks, I'm pretty sure, in that playoff game. Wasn't
Peterman who that crappy coach started over Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, and he threw like five picks.
Yeah.
In a game.
It's the same.
Everyone was like, why are you starting this piece of shit over Tyrod Taylor?
And John Gruden likes him too.
Yeah.
Maybe
I don't understand it.
Blowies.
I think he sucks his donger, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
So that's gotta be it.
That's what we figured out. Okay, so we all took
all led to the Seahawks winning.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so the Seahawks.
Packers. I think the Packers are going to do whatever they want.
You can do whatever you want.
I think the Eagles are so bad, and Wentz is terrible, and that team sucks, and that team's not going to be the playoff team. I think it's going to be the Washington Football Club for men.
I agree, and I'm even starting the Packers defense in a league against them. So
I'm starting them in two leagues.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Top that.
You should. Well,
I'm starting the Raiders defense and all the other ones.
I only have one league, and I have this
against the Jets.
You do know the Jets are going to put up a lot of yards in that game.
Yards doesn't mean points. They'll put up about.
My dog just sighed.
Frank Gore is just going to, as Phil would say, he's going to compile.
Yeah,
he's going to compile some yardage.
He's you know where Frank Gore used to play, right?
Everywhere.
You know where? Well,
all of the places.
But where did he play?
The Niners, allegedly.
Not allegedly.
I don't remember it.
I barely remember those years.
Okay.
I was drinking a lot.
Actually, I was too, but I was watching the game.
Frank Gore, I really liked him in Buffalo, and I wish he was still there.
Yeah, he was a long-term Dolphin. Great call, Phil. Long-term Dolphin.
He was a Dolphin for like a year or two.
Long-term, long-time Bill, huge Bill. He's a huge Bill guy.
I thought Frank Gore only played for the Bills.
I thought he only played for the Jets. I thought he's been there only time.
Played for the Dolphins, and that's the way it's always been.
Yeah, right. So it was Dolphins, Bills, Jets. That's all he's played for.
The U? Yeah. I know.
There you go. That's where he was.
So it was Frank Gore, Clinton Portis, and Willis McGahee, and those guys were blazing it up every day.
Frank Gore is brand new.
Oh, no kidding. No. So I'm glad Phil brought that up. So that was when the U was the U. You know, they were cranking out linebackers every year, fucking cranking out Jeremy Shockey and all the other tight ends.
Oh my God, Jeremy Shockey.
And Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis, and Frank Gore were all on the same team. Frank Gore had to get hurt for the other two to play. And then, like, he came back and then was a stud also. And all three of them made the NFL. And man, Clinton Portis for the Washington Football Club, artist formerly known as the other team. I wanted to
say. Playing with fire. Don't do it.
Maybe do it, dude.
Maybe I wanna.
There's bound to be smoke. All right.
I got whiskey left.
We're all taking the Packers.
Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about that game. I just went on a tangent instead.
I said I'm starting their defense. I didn't say that I think they're going to win.
You wouldn't be starting their defense if you thought the Eagles were going to go ball out. The Eagles are so bad, man. They're so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Patriots.
Yeah, they all got
Chargers
hurt.
In LA. Patriots are coming off of a win, which
I just don't think they can do it.
In this game? Or in
any game.
I don't think the Patriots can do this, especially this game.
I'm taking the Chargers in this game, but if anyone can lose this game, it's the Chargers.
I'm taking the Patriots. I'll just say it. I think the Patriots go on the road. I think they run the ball. Chargers are great at losing close games.
You know what? I had the Patriots initially picked, and then I switched to Chargers, and then having heard you say that, I just left it on the Patriots.
Don't let him do this to you. You know he has the Chargers.
I already had the Patriots picked.
He has the Chargers picked. He's lying. He's lying to you. Let me see your phone.
Hold on. I'm trying to zoom in. You can't zoom in.
The problem is that I think...
Okay.
The problem is
you just switched it.
Think the Chargers are the better team and should win this game. It's just like they just don't. They just don't do it. And
this is it. This is the one.
Okay. I'm taking the Patriots. Huh?
I think this is one of the games where you see the Chargers just do it.
I want the Chargers to win this game. I'm gonna root for them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna be
Herbert gets 4 touchdowns.
By this time next week, there'll be a beautiful Herbert jersey right behind me because I've always wanted one ever since I started that sentence. So,
I would get a Herbert, that dark blue Charger jersey. I would get that.
I'm telling you this right now. If they win that game, I will buy that jersey. If they win the game, I will buy that jersey. I will throw away like $150. Just to make a point.
You won't even get a knockoff. You'll get a straight NFL.
Are they more than that?
The knockoffs?
Get a knockoff.
No, dude. If they win this game.
I'll get a licensed. But that really.
I want you to get one made from China and it just says Changers.
Justin Herman.
Oh no! I'm sweating from that one, dude. That one got me. You shut your fucking mouth, Phil. You don't talk to me or my son ever again.
Herman for the San Diego Changers.
San Diego Chargers.
That sounds like it would be their like soccer team.
Oh, Justin Herman. That's the best. I can't help but think of Aqua Teen Hunger Force when Carl keeps making the knockoff jerseys and he makes the Giants jerseys and it says Nats. He makes for the band Chicago, it says Chicano.
Just traded Julio for Cooper Kupp. Oh, that's a money trade.
Yeah, that's a good trade. That's fine. Julio might not even play, you know.
Can you highlight that bad boy?
Fuck, that's funny. By the way, Cooper Kupp is hanging dong, and he's a great pickup. Ooh, look at his profile picture.
I have a feeling you don't look like that.
I have a feeling that's not you.
If it is, holla at me. I mean, holla
at your boy.
I just realized that if they really do look like that, then that makes me like a total weirdo. Like, just like a huge creep. Just a massive creep.
Man, I love that Justin Herman.
What I want is, remember that hat that I really wanted a while ago that said that big long sentence on it? Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, like maybe we actually really maybe weren't that good to begin with, but if we came together as a unified country, like maybe it could be possible for the first time and we could enact some real change. So it's gonna be a regular jersey from the front, and then when you flip it over, it's gonna say
all that.
No room for a number even.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's not. Either way, great, great pick. I like that trade. I like Cooper Kupp. Obviously, I don't know. Like, Cooper Kupp's the dude where if I could get my hands on him every year in fantasy, I would. Like, he's a solid number two. Yeah. Like wide receiver two, and Godwin is a solid wide receiver one, and Julio can't stay on the field right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's what I was going to ask you when we get to the game. I have some. We'll get there.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Yeah, so, we already passed that game.
I took the Pats.
Yeah. I'll ask you later.
Home run, Jack. You took the Chargers.
No. I didn't just take the Chargers. I'm putting it all on the Chargers, baby. Okay.
I'm putting a jersey on it, so. God, I hope they don't win.
You got to put a jersey on it.
You want one, baby? You want it?
I know, but I'm trying to get one of those new Spurs Fiesta jerseys right now, and like I gotta have one.
I said this last season, but now that Melo's going into his second year as a Blazer, I'll probably find me a Melo Blazer jersey.
And then when he retires, you can frame it.
Yeah.
That'd look nice on the wall.
It would. It would look good.
The Broncos versus the Chiefs in Kansas City.
I am taking the Chiefs. Is Drew Lock playing?
At least one of their quarterbacks is going to be allowed to play now.
I don't care. I'm taking.
They shouldn't. Team. I think they should ride this out.
Did you guys see? It was either Bleacher Report or ESPN. One of them. I'm not going to say specifically because neither of them pay me. One of them did an article of who all 32 teams' reserve quarterback was, which was really fun. Like if any team lost all their quarterbacks again, who would have to play? It was pretty cool. It's worth going and checking out.
I want to find that. I wonder who the Steelers had.
I didn't check. I like literally was just like, oh, that's a cool article. I'll check my team. I do that a lot on Bleacher Report articles. I just scroll down to my team and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did give your Portland Trailblazers an A+ on their offseason.
Well, it was a good offseason, though.
I agree.
Can we even call it an offseason? It's been 2 months.
And it's back already, baby.
Okay. So are we all taking the Chiefs?
Sure. Well, we don't need to talk about that game. And plus, we all know we're going to need at least 30 minutes on this next one. So
no, we're going to go quick. We're going to go through this one quick because I don't want to take a shot. The Washington Football Club for men at the Steelers.
The football team.
The football team at the Steelers in Pittsburgh. I am taking Pittsburgh based on that being my team, and that is all of the analysis that I have for that.
Not that they're like the best defense in the league, and that they have so many options.
I don't want to say the thing, and I'm scared. Here's what I will say.
It's just a shot, dude.
I hope Alex Smith does not get hurt.
I don't think he. I don't think with his robot leg, that's not even possible.
I don't. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the skin is just Teflon.
They gotta beat. They gotta win this game because they got the Bills next, and the Bills is gonna be a really tough game, I think.
Sean, who do you got on this game?
I'm picking the Steelers. I think I want the football team to win.
Oh, I'd love the football team to win.
I want them to take that division, man. I want them to win their division.
I mean, hold on. I'll just.
Okay, if there's any team.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let it focus. Can you see who I got already?
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
These colors don't run.
If there's any team for the Steelers to lose to, I would be okay with this loss because that would make the football team the head of, you know, stay the course as being the head of that division, which would get them into the playoffs. And that's the team that I want to get into the playoffs from that division. So if this is the one I have to sacrifice, you know, to take, I'm still going to take my team because I'm not going against them. I've had that since the very beginning of the season. I'm not going to go against them. But if there was going to be one where I'm like, yeah, fine. They're not in the same division. It doesn't matter. It matters more for the football team. So,
guys, if there was,
and if we got a loss in this game, and that means they can beat the Bills, like, you know, if like if I could choose like a team to, I'd rather beat the Bills. That's a big, just because it's a big game. I'd rather take the Bills, or even losing both of those and still at least winning, winning out, like beating the Browns and beating, you know, so.
I think Riverboat Ron and crew get that defense geared up. I think they get after Big Ben. I think they shut down those receivers enough, not shut them down for real, but enough to let Alex Smith and those young running backs keep them in the game. Washington finds ways to score, and I like watching them. I've enjoyed watching the football team this year.
Yes.
Now, I should also say, if there was a single game that I ever woke up Sunday and changed, it's this one. Like 5 minutes before it starts. If there was ever a game.
On that note, I just switched. You talked me into it.
This is a Monday game, too.
We have. Oh, so then I have even more time to tinker.
It's a Monday game?
There's two Monday games. Yeah, they pushed it because they pushed both of the Steelers and Ravens games because they just played.
The Steelers are playing three games in 12 days.
That's what they get, dude. You also had like a month off with your first COVID outbreak.
It wasn't them. It was the other teams they were playing.
Doesn't matter.
The Steelers haven't had the outbreak. They've had one player get it. Well, I guess two. Tuitt and Connor.
Guys, I'm really excited for this next game.
Okay, we're moving on. Bills.
Why are we moving on?
Huh?
Why are we moving on?
Because we need to. Because you picked the football team, and I picked the football team.
And who did you pick?
I picked Pittsburgh.
Against who?
The football team.
It was a test, and you passed, and you didn't say the other word.
Bills, Niners in San Francisco. I'm taking the Bills.
I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers. They're back, baby. It's Mostert time all day, every day. Bills are not going to San Francisco and shutting down that running game. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Also, I think that Josh Allen's going to shit the bed. Like 100%. I think there's going to be just dumps all over the field.
This is going to be one of his dump games.
Yeah, he has good games and then dump games. This is a dumper. This is a huge dumper.
The Niners are back, baby.
They're back.
Nothing else can be said about it.
All right.
I was excited for this game, and I'm going to be excited to watch it.
I'm going to watch it as well.
I'm going to fucking watch it.
Hey, guys.
I might even go get a six-pack.
Oh, I'm gonna crack a coldie. Yeah. I'm going to crack a cold one.
And then for Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys and Baltimore Ravens. I am taking the Ravens in the game because I don't think the Cowboys are very good. But I hope the Cowboys win. As much as I hate the Cowboys, I hope they win. I don't have any analysis. Just I want the Ravens to lose the game.
I must have been really drunk when I made these picks. Because I am seeing now that I picked the Patriots over the Chargers. I picked the Rams over the Cardinals. I picked the football team over the Steelers, the Niners over the Bills, and now I have also picked the Cowboys over the Ravens. I could get four games right this week, which is too bad because I've just been running train. I've been running train.
my pick'ems is lost. I'm out, dude. There's no hope for me.
So
I'm so far back now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, dude, anything can happen. Also, sometimes even the people at the top just forget to play one week, and then it's just the whole thing.
Yeah, split. You just gotta keep playing, man.
Whoever is in first though has 99 are in the 99 percentile, right?
Yeah, 99.5. Who's Giddy one?
It's the only person who I don't recognize. Also, I wonder if it's just a random person who joined.
Which one's Jeff?
Jeff. His room's too cold, probably.
Yes. That's his. For a second. That's what he uses for everything.
Yeah.
I know. So
it's a gamer tag.
It's not on here.
Oh, he's Jeff. He's like J-U-F-F.
Oh, wow. I'm above Home Run Jack. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you've been above him for a couple weeks. He's really.
Yeah, baby.
You should only be one back of me, too.
I am.
I have 105, or I'm at 82.8. We're actually both at 82.8. Well,
Jesse's still, dude. Jesse's good. Jesse is solid every season, though.
Jesse,
he made a little bit of a run, actually, because he wasn't near the top at the beginning this year. So he's put it together.
Defending champ. Fuck out of here.
We got to, unless Giddy wins it, because I don't know who that is. Unless someone else wins it, we got to get him a belt. We got to do it.
Yeah, we got to do it.
I would prefer I won it. I would love. I've always wanted one.
A Kahneman does the same thing every single year, where he picks the first week and then never ever picks ever again.
Yeah, there's a couple people who forgot. I think my buddy Trevor forgot one week and then he just like rage quit because he was doing really well. He was in like third, and I'm like, dude, they dropped that week, and then he did it again on his honeymoon. So he only picked the late games and he just gave up. But you could still come back from that.
Actually, I'm tied with Andy.
That's surprising. Andy's getting it together, baby.
It together.
Well, it helps that because he picks the Seahawks every week, so it helps that they're actually winning.
Right. He does.
Is that all the games?
That's all the games.
Okay, so I should say at least a little bit of an explanation, right? I was drunk when I made that pick. I don't agree with it at all. I think the Ravens are going to win this game. I really need to change it. I don't even think it matters who plays quarterback for the Ravens. I think they win the game.
Yeah.
I don't know why I have.
You should probably fix that right now.
Y'all forget. Yeah, I will forget.
Do it right.
I really want to know when I made these picks because I'm telling you, I don't remember.
Good stuff. Thanks for listening to the show, watching the show, joining us. We appreciate all of you, all of our athletic supporters.
The supporters.
Watching us every week. We love you all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy sports. They're all back. I mean,
basketball. And college basketball has been great.
Yeah, it has. No Gonzaga today.
Thank God. I just want to praise the Lord for canceling the game. I mean, hopefully, you know, the Lord was looking down and he gave them all COVID.
Jesus did it.
I think Jesus gave him COVID, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus gave him COVID. All right, everybody, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Go Warriors. Tyson.